top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Well, I am Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Kingdom Connection show host Pastor Randy Rodney condemns the Cassie Bruce Secondary School fiasco and stressed that Dominicans must take collective responsibility for allowing this type of behavior to fester. In other news, Guyana's Education Ministry and the Guyana Teachers Union, GTU, resumed conciliation talks after teachers around Guyana had taken to the streets to resume strike action in the form of protests.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local.
The federal trial for New Jersey Democrat and U.S. Senator Robert Menendez began on Monday, where he is accused of bribery, fraud, extortion, and acting as a foreign agent of Egypt. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Court Dominica Limited. More details. After this.
Our news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
You've been putting off. Do it today with a loan of up to $20,000 from Quest Ready Cash. No collateral needed. Flexible payment terms and fast approval. All you need is your ID, proof of address, job letter, pay slip, and two references. Visit your nearest Quest Ready Cash location today or apply online at Quest.com. Why wait? Get it done today at Quest Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
Welcome back. Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program, has spoken out about the recent incident at Cassie Bruce Secondary School, where students were seen singing vulgar lyrics during a school event. He criticized the permissiveness in Dominican society that has allowed such behaviors to occur, calling for collective accountability. Pastor Randy Rodney highlighted that this tolerance of negative behaviors is rooted in a widespread fear of speaking up and taking action, fostered by an environment where voicing concerns is discouraged.
We have allowed many things to happen in our society, and I say we because all of us need to take responsibility for what's happening right now. And in large measure, we've done so because we've been fearful of speaking, of taking action, because somebody has pushed us in a slavery corner to say, thou shalt not speak, and if you speak, I will act. Hence, there are a lot of things that are overtaking us because that spirit of shut your mouth somehow grasp a whole lot of us. And we expect somebody else to say something. We sit back in our corners and we can't even clap loud in our bedroom because we don't want our neighbors to hear that we like the comment. That's where we've been. And in my analysis, if we keep doing that and don't do anything for ourselves, one of those days we'll find ourselves in a very terrible place. And I say that because I compare that, ladies and gentlemen, we in Dominica, in a secondary school, a government-run secondary school, we can have children sing to vulgar songs in the school property at a function organized by the school, right? And the school ordered, paid for, requested, whatever the DJ to come to do that, whoever the DJ is. And that happens in our school, in the school compound. And I'm emphasizing that because I went to school and there are some things I couldn't do on the school compound. I couldn't even curse somebody. Nobody could curse anybody in school compound when I went to school. And many other things. On the school compound, in the schoolhouse, at a function organized by the school.
Pastor Rodney has criticized the inadequate response from the Ministry of Education, who is also the parliamentary representative for Cassie Bruce, regarding the recent incident at the secondary school where students sang vulgar lyrics during the school event. He contrasted this with the proactive stance of St. Vincent's Prime Minister, who is advocating for changes to the country's Public Order Act, highlighting Dominica's inaction in addressing public bad behavior issues.
We haven't heard much from Cassie Bruce. We haven't heard anything from the school principal. We haven't heard anything from the Honorable Minister of Education, who maybe somehow, coincidentally, I may add, if not coincidentally, is the parliamentary representative for the Casabruce area, which means in both regards, she should have some responsibility and accountability for the Casabruce Secondary School. We haven't heard anything from them. And ladies and gentlemen, I feel I know why we cannot hear anything from them, okay? And all of you have, you can hold your speculation. I feel I know why we don't hear anything from them, neither of them. But what I want to say to you is, while that is happening in the Commonwealth, in St. Vincent next door, Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez has now sent out a paper for discussion because he wants to change the Public Order Act. Listen to the reason. He wants to change the Public Order Act so that people cannot go to a funeral with alcohol or go to the cemetery with alcohol. Just think about it.
Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program. Delegates recently concluded Commonwealth Ocean Ministers meeting in Cyprus, committed to advancing consultations at upcoming global summits. They agreed to lead on ocean protection and management through the Commonwealth Blue Charter and a proposed Commonwealth Ocean Declaration. This declaration is set to outline shared priorities and collaborative actions for sustainable sea governance and is expected to be adopted at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Samoa this October, ahead of the UN Climate Summit COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, in November.
Across the globe, Commonwealth countries are turning their focus towards the immense value of the ocean, its resources, and the need to conserve and protect it. We all rely on the ocean as a source of food, to connect us in trade, as a vital carbon sink and regulator of our climate. For the Commonwealth's 49 coastal states, it is a precious way of life and a livelihood for millions of people and a source of cultural and spiritual identity. While the ocean's rich biological diversity and living ecosystems remain largely unexplored, we are already witnessing the adverse impacts of climate change, global overfishing, pollution, and other human pressures. The Commonwealth is home to nearly half of all coral reefs and over one-third of mangrove forests, providing essential habitats for vast arrays of species. Our 25 small island developing states are at the forefront of ocean stewardship, but are also facing the harshest consequences of climate change. No country can solve these challenges alone. That is why we are working with member countries through the Commonwealth Blue Charter to share knowledge, build capacity and access funding for managing ocean resources sustainably.
In other news, Mr. Cyprian Montrop, president of the St. Lucia Civil Service Association, has called on DPSU members to speak up on issues affecting them. He highlighted the inevitability of certain societal changes, particularly the advancement of artificial intelligence and its potential impact on their lives. Montrop emphasized the need to consider how the rise of AI will shape the future, urging members to engage in discussions about its implications.
Colleagues, there will be many forces in this world that will make us non-entities in our own space if we don't speak up. If we don't speak up, colleagues, we will just end up being nothing. Some, whether we like it or not, colleagues, there are some things that are out there that we ourselves cannot change. It will impact our lives, and one such thing is artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, whether we like it or not, is here. And it is here to stay. What is threatening and frightening is where is it going? Not too long ago, Congress of the United States would have called in the professional people who do this coding and stuff and asked them a simple question. Where are you going with artificial intelligence? You know why they asked that question? The football is the instrument that carries the nuclear codes to all the major missiles and nuclear bombs in the United States. But as a computer, right? Congress wanted to know, where are you going with AI? Because computers are not writing codes for themselves, they understand it themselves. Whether a machine will have the ability to control nuclear missiles through artificial intelligence. That is how far they're looking at it. Now, we in our sphere of the world, we take it for granted. We don't speak about it.
St. Lucia Civil Service Association President, Mr. Cyprian Montrope. The 767 Sports Club is positively impacting the lives of athletes in Dominica. That's according to head coach at 767 Sports Club, Dunstan Maggie Peters, student athlete of the 767 Sports Club basketball training program, Keijan Shillingford, obtained a full scholarship from Stonehill College in Massachusetts. Peters spoke to Q95 News on Tuesday.
As a development coach, seeing one of your athletes achieve such a great accomplishment, the feeling is almost inexplainable. You know what I mean? Keijan Shillingford, I'm doing my research right now, but I don't think any athletes in Dominica, any basketball player, I would say, have achieved such. He got a full scholarship to a Division I college, full basketball scholarship. This is major. This is huge. That is Division I. That's the highest level in college, in the basketball, NCAA, NCAA, Division I. He's going to be playing amongst the big boys. You know? This is what we've been hoping for, to see one of our own homegrown out there on the highest level. Next level after that is NBA, and he's 7 foot right now. When he left, he was like 6'9". Crew, he's been out there for 4 years developing in New York, and now he's, you know, it's paying off. The hard work has paid off. The ultimate goal is the NBA and the college games, you know, because he's going to be playing against the programs like North Carolina, Duke, and this and the likes.
And that was head coach at the 767 Sports Club, Dunstan Maggie Peters. On May 2nd, 2024, 700 school candidates began the Caribbean Examination Secondary Certificate, CSEC sessions. The CXC local registrar, Magali Celestin, says 952 candidates are expected to sit the 2024 CSEC exams in total. Celestin adds that so far, there is no high absenteeism for the exams.
The 2024 examination season is on. We started on the 2nd of May, and so far so good. All is going well. The team of invigilators are doing their best at the centers. Students are arriving on time and showing up for the most part. You know, we don't have a high absenteeism rate as yet, which is good. We have a total of 765 school candidates taking the exams this year, 439 females and 326 males. And we also have 187 private candidates, which includes 140 females and 47 males, all writing the CSEC exams in 2024.
And that, of course, was the CXC local registrar, Magali Celestin. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Kalinago MP and Environment Minister Kozie Frederick reports that the East Coast Project, which runs from Casabruce to Hatton Garden, that's the East Coast Road Project, is progressing steadily. He asserts that the rehabilitation road will significantly improve access to and from the Kalinago territory, taking into account the expected completion of the international airport, which he says will greatly enhance or advance the potential for the establishment of further business ventures due to increased traffic through the area. Mr. Frederick anticipates the East Coast Road Project will be completed by December 2024.
East Coast Project is a project that we have done under our Disaster Vulnerable Reduction Project under the Climate Investment Fund, the World Bank. It is progressing in a very wonderful way. We've been able to complete the Bois Diab to Casabruce leg, and we are halfway through the Kalinago territory on the way to Pigwa. So a lot of surfacing has been done. We have been able to roll out up to the cyber police station in Salibia, the sidewalks and the sleeper drains. My last view of this, we were in Sensi area coming through. That road network will give us good access to all of the products we have within that space, but also the bigger picture, it will help us connect with the incoming international airport, and that will provide us ability to provide services which may be closer to the airport than Rosu, for instance. So I'm excited for this because it gives us an opportunity to build enterprises within the Kalinago territory to ensure we can provide the services that is better able to get within this.
Kalinago MP and Environment Minister Kozie Frederick. In other news, as a delegation from the Guyana Teachers Union, GTU, attended a conciliation meeting, with the Ministry of Education and the Labor Ministry yesterday, teachers around Guyana took to the streets to resume strike action in the form of protests. In Georgetown, approximately 100 teachers gathered to protest outside the Ministry of Labor's Brick Dam office as the union sought to reach an agreement with the MOE, that's the Ministry of Education, on the proposed deals for salary talks. As was the case during their one-month-long February protest, the teachers, armed with placards, utilized their voices in chant. The federal trial for U.S. Senator Robert Menendez began on Monday. The New Jersey Democrat is accused of bribery, fraud, extortion, and acting as a foreign agent of Egypt. Menendez has pleaded not guilty to all charges. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane has the latest.
7 years apart, two different bribery cases against the same U.S. senator. There are some symmetries in both cases back in 2017 and now. He's accused of trading official favors and using his office to enrich himself. In 2017, it was allegedly on behalf of a Florida eye doctor. There was a hung jury in that case. It was not charged again. In this case, along with his wife, he's accused of a scheme to engage in bribery and fraud with three New Jersey businessmen to help out those businessmen and to help officials tied to Egypt. That's where those gold bars come into play. In this case, he's accused of securing the gold bars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in stacked cash, and a Mercedes convertible. But here's the big difference. He's accused of doing it in concert with his wife, who's a co-defendant. She's not on trial along with Senator Menendez because of a medical issue. Her trial's been separated and delayed, so he's going at this just with the other co-defendants. And early indications from the pretrial court filings, Caitlin, is he may ascribe some of the blame for the alleged misconduct to his wife in the course of his defense. According to the allegations from the U.S. Department of Justice, she had this no-show or low-show job for which money was funneling in, part of a scheme to engage in bribery that she and her husband obviously were living together and working in some ways synchronized with each other in the alleged scheme. There's also the underscored point here is that Senator Menendez has been accused of something similar before, and he's arguing, at least outside of court, that he's being targeted politically for a second time, that this is politically motivated, that he did not engage in misconduct, did not engage in criminal conduct, and will be acquitted.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Kingdom Connection show host Pastor Randy Rodney condemns the Cassebrew Secondary School fiasco and stressed that Dominicans must take collective responsibility for allowing this type of behavior to fester. Guyana's Education Ministry and the Guyana Teachers Union, GTU, resumed conciliation talks after teachers around Guyana had taken to the streets to resume strike action in the form of protests. The federal trial for New Jersey Democrat and U.S. Senator Robert Menendez began on Monday, where he is accused of bribery, fraud, extortion, and acting as a foreign agent of Egypt.
Wherever it is.
The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
95.
I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell. Stay tuned.
.com. Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.